they'd flown the planes at midnight, the building would have been full of cleaning personnel. They would have hit all those. As a hypothetical, no, actually I wouldn't in this case, because they were targeting those people I referred to as little Eichmanns, who are making the world economic system hum to the service of the United States and at their expense. These were legitimate targets in the terms that have been imposed. Yes, I know there were some janitors in the building, there were some food service workers, there were probably some people getting off the subway and so on. I don't think they were appropriately targeted. As a matter of fact, I don't think they were targeted at all. The upper floors of those buildings were occupied primarily by Cantor Fitzgerald. Yeah, that's actually the bond trading firm that it took out 1/3 of its overall personnel and the cream of its bond traders. One fell swoop. That's who were waving their shirts out the windows because they had the upper floors all the way up. Being an international bond trader is something they fill out of manpower, you know. These people had 20 and 30 years, some of them, invested in being the most competent people in the world. And they're not replaceable in immediate sense. It's not to say they're not replaceable, okay, just not in immediate sense. There was a serious blow done. And what is Colin Powell's term? Infrastructure. This is command and control infrastructure, okay. How about we make all those starving babies just symbolic?
Yeah.
Then we can respond just symbolically. Okay. But that's a variation on the exceptionalism. You impose real terms and real suffering on people and you want symbolic responses exclusively. No. That game's over here. And I didn't do that. I'm just reporting. On September 11th, American exceptionalist self-exemption from the terms imposed upon the rest of the planet came to an end. And for that, the people who did it owe no apology whatsoever, which is not an argument to the Taliban. I'm not a particular Taliban supporter, and I'm not a fan of bin Laden. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be my hero. Okay? The action was correct, given the circumstances that were created here, both by the elites who inflict the pain and by the purported opposition, which really tangibly does nothing to end it, except in the process of its ritual form, separate itself in its own mind from those who comprise the elites and feel better about themselves. Well, that's taking people who are the beneficiaries of the Holocaustal process and making them even more comfortable in their own terms, terms they devised for themselves. I'm not quite sure they're entitled to that comfort. That's just a personal assessment. That's not a political rule. But that's kind of what I meant about, hey, let's feel good and have the party after we win. And we're not going to win by symbolic exercises. We, in what was extrapolated a while ago, is a global sense. But I want to know if there is this class solidarity between these oppressed workers here and anybody in Afghanistan, why there's been absolutely nothing about Afghanistan, even in the alternative press, for the last 10 years, while all that oppression is now being hands wrung about, what's going on?
There was the
very infrequent.